So allowing the body to come to a position of both rest and alertness, bringing these two qualities into balance inside the body, mind, and heart. Spending a few moments sensing in to the physical body sitting. Allowing that sensing to have a quality of patience. No hurry. Just the simple ability to receive the information that this body offers us. Are there areas in the body of tension, holding, tightness? If so, can you meet those areas with kindness? With compassion, with presence. Going through this body, noticing the touch points of sensation of the buttocks contacting the chair, cushion, and simply receiving these quiet sensations that the body offers. You might notice that just allowing the attention to touch areas of tension can be enough to lighten them, loosen them. You might notice that that does not occur. Either way, to simply remain present for the sensations that this body is offering. No hurry. No grasping after a perfect state. Pushing away an imperfect state. So now, if you would please to allow the attention to settle on the breath, wherever you feel it most predominantly, it could be the rise and fall of the belly, the rise and fall of the chest, or the touch sensations that breath leaves as it passes in and out the nostrils at the tip of the nose. So we're not trying to create perfect breaths. Instead, we're simply noticing the breath that comes to us quite naturally. If the desire to control the breath arises, simply let it go and notice the breath as it breathes itself. We'll begin this retreat with the cultivation of what's called absorption concentration, absorbing in the breath. So each time an experience pulls the attention away from the direct sensations that breath leaves in this body, to quietly and patiently refocus the attention on the direct experience of breath. So this is our simple task in this first sitting. Our simple task to tune in to remembering to attend to the breath. Lots of delicious distractors will come to us. Sounds, physical sensations, thoughts. The Buddha called these often the seductresses of Mara, the daughters of Mara, these thoughts that come and seduce us away from simple presence with the breath. But let your focus be on this cultivation of concentration through remembering. Just keep remembering to refocus on the experience of breath. We'll practice in this manner until the end of the sitting. receiving the direct experience of breath, noticing the sensations that breath brings to this body. If other experiences attempt to pull the attention away from breath, to simply remember and refocus on the direct kinesthetic experience of breath. Each time the mind wanders, to gently shepherd it back again and again and again. So tomorrow, to begin this process of working toward what are called the creation of a refuge, taking refuge in this practice, the wake-up bell will be at 7:30. But again, to know your own time clock, your own urges, if you want to arise earlier than that and come down to the hall, please feel free to do so. We're having a late wake up because tomorrow we will conclude our evening at 12 midnight. And we'll go through a number of things that are not usually in Vipassana retreats, including lovely music. We have people who've volunteered their talents to create a kind of ceremonial aspect. You'll wonder who they are, and then tomorrow they'll appear from the crowd. It's going to be really lovely. We will have what one person called a silent cocktail party. At a certain point tomorrow, we'll put out, because it's a long day, after dinner we'll put out fruit and cheese, but you're still on silence. And so it's kind of fun to go in and get your cheese and crackers and fruit and watch your mind, watch what comes up when the other people come in to get their cheese. And you know that all those cocktail party chatter that you have coming on in your mind, you're freed from. You don't have to say a word, just happily eating your cheese. So wake up 7:30, breakfast 8. Our first sitting is at 9:30. I think that's a mistake. Let's do it at 9. So would you please correct that? We'll just switch everything. Just add. They're all 30 minutes, so just add a sitting and we'll figure it out later. So, I want to begin to end this evening together and begin this retreat by really dedicating the merit the gifts of the retreat, the ways that we practice, not just for ourselves, but for the benefit and welfare of all beings. So spending a few moments sensing into what that would feel like to know that the efforts that you make in this quiet retreat actually touch your life and touch the lives of those around you. To really know that that's true. And to allow your heart to make that offer. So I will read this dedication. As I read it, allow it to touch you, allow it to move you, to open you. Because the place of refuge is not a place away from your love. It's a place in the midst of your love, in the midst of your caring, in the midst of your compassion. So, may all beings have happiness and its cause. May all beings be free from suffering and its cause. May all beings never be separated from the happiness that is beyond all suffering. May all beings rest in equanimity. May all beings share that equanimity. May all beings be free from the passion, hate, from passion, hate, and ignorance. And rest in the one great love, in the one full truth, in the one vast peace. So rest well. I'll see you tomorrow at the first sit, which is at 9. If you would like to continue the practice that we began on the cushion and take it with you off the cushion to going back to your room, to having a cup of tea, to taking your shower before 10 o'clock, whatever it might be. Just keep reminding, keep remembering the breath as the attention goes away from it. Just gently check in with the breath and notice the experience of breath, the sensations of breath. Allow yourself to have that experience as you lie down to rest. Noticing the breath coming and going, getting more quiet. And noticing that witnessing requires a quality of ease, a quality of quiet patience. It doesn't particularly demand that we push or grasp or kind of become frenzied, but quite its opposite. Just this subtle, gentle knowing of breath as it passes in and out this body. See if you can keep this going. And when you wake up in the morning, see if you can remember to bring the focus back to your breath as you go in for breakfast, as you go about your morning, getting dressed, coming into the hall, taking your seat on your cushion. Just let that simple remembering be your practice. So I'll see you tomorrow. Enjoy your rest. If you feel like continuing to practice, please feel free, but don't forget to blow out the candle. Good night.